AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. is expected to announce tomorrow it will send more badly needed munitions to Ukraine as it fights off more Russian attacks. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Two American officials say $150 million worth will be drawn from existing Pentagon stocks. Everything from high-mobility artillery rocket system munitions to grenades and small arms. Word of the package comes as Russia summons the U.S. ambassador to protest what it says was Ukraine's use of American-made missiles and strikes on Crimea yesterday. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov called it a barbaric attack and said the U.S. must face consequences for its involvement in the war. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Civil liberties groups are suing to challenge Louisiana's new law requiring the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public school classroom. They say it's unconstitutional. Under the new law, all public K-12 classrooms and state-funded universities in Louisiana will be required to display a poster-sized version of the Ten Commandments in large, easily readable font next year. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem says heavy rain and flooding is blamed for at least one death. Also, a railroad bridge connecting South Dakota and Iowa collapsed.
Between us and those, that river collapsing and going down the Big Sioux last night was a big loss for us. That'll impact us for many, many months to come.
Outside Mankato, Minnesota, the local sheriff's office says the Rapidan Dam on the Blue Earth River faces imminent failure. A woman drowned after being swept over a waterfall at Glacier National Park in Montana. A study from Johns Hopkins University says in the wake of Texas's abortion ban, the state's infant death rate increased and more died of birth defects. The Supreme Court rejected a challenge to a 2021 law in Connecticut that eliminated the state's longstanding religious exemption from childhood immunization requirements. This is AP News. A murder suspect is being held on $10 million bond.
A Houston-area judge doubles the prosecution's bond request after it was revealed murder suspect Franklin Peña Ramos allegedly asked his boss for money to flee the country. Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg on KTRK.
Our immigration system is broken, and if there was ever a case that reflected that, it's this one.
Peña Ramos and his roommate, both Venezuelan nationals, accused of being in the U.S. illegally, are now charged with capital murder for allegedly luring 12-year-old Jocelyn Nungare to a bridge earlier this month.
Bound and without clothing from the waist down.
Jocelyn's mother remembers her as a quirky child with a bright future ahead.
These monsters took that opportunity.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.